Monday, November 16th, back in Washington and back to work. Though it's an odd sort of work to have your picture made. 11:30 this morning, I dressed up, wrote out my check, and went down to meet the lady who rings doorbells in the District of Columbia for the United Givers Fund, greeting her in the diplomatic reception room, as well as the usual bevy of chairman of the campaign, and getting my picture made with her for their publicity purposes, and then a quick picture with two Holton Arms girls, Ann Hutchinson, the class president, and Christy Carpenter. They were having a benefit-style show for Holton Arms. And then upstairs for lunch in my room with Diana and Linda, talking with Diana the contributions of all the many people and scientists and engineers, and making plans to include as many of them as I could in future gatherings here. And at 6:15, Leonard Marks came to talk with me about the disposition of KTBC. Briefly, he summarizes it by saying that intellectually, he is in favor of selling it, and emotionally, he is not, and I think it is fair to add, financially, he is not. At any rate, he would sell it off a piece at a time. That is, the radio is one thing. The CATV option is another, and the TV is another. And our 29% interest in Waco is a fourth. I would love to sell the interest in Waco because they are active and we cannot control them, owning only 29% of the stock. He had just returned from Pongo Pongo, where he had been instrumental in setting up an educational TV as a sort of a crash course in literacy, in raising the literacy levels of the island. And he brought me the Pongo Pongo paper, which showed Lyndon's percentage at 61.4%. How funny, if I should remember, this notable victory from the headlines in the Pongo Pongo paper. Lyndon came in time to see him and to ask him to try to get a price on the radio station alone from a very quiet possible purchaser. Leonard assured him, what I am quite positive is the case, there is no such thing as a quiet purchaser or a quiet anybody. Charlotte and Jack Brooks came in to have potluck supper with us. We talked Texas and politics and personalities. It has been really a rather quiet day, part of it spent signing mail and dictating into my machine in front of the first fire of the season in my little office.